Morning, Ireland. 8 minutes to eight. Time for business news now. Here's Aaron McElroy.
Thanks, Mary. The Irish arm of global construction services firm Turner & Townsend has unveiled a new office in Dublin city centre as its workforce expands to over 400 employees nationwide. Turner & Townsend is involved in infrastructure, tech, commercial and public sector projects, and its managing director for Turner & Townsend Ireland, Philip Matthews, is with us. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
This new office that was opened yesterday evening by the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, it comes as the business passed €40 million in turnover for the last fiscal year. Is this a sign of the demands on the sector and the infrastructure projects which are being undertaken in the country?
It certainly is, Aaron. We have a huge amount of projects underway at the moment in gestation, in design, with various infrastructure clients, our real estate clients and our energy and natural resources clients. I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, we're working on the Metrolink. We're working with Uisce Éireann and their upgrade programs nationwide. Airgrid, again, on their grid upgrades, as just a couple of examples.
And when you had the ear of the minister yesterday evening, I know there's one thing that in particular Turner and Townsend are keen to get across, and that would be the need for a minister for infrastructure. Can you talk us through how you would see that playing out and what impact that would have on future projects?
What we were discussing with the minister prior to him giving his speech was, we've lots of cross-party support for the various infrastructure projects that we have underway. We don't have a champion. We don't have someone that's going to champion that across all parties. He took that away. He said he would take that away and have a conversation with government. It may not be the only solution, he said, but that would be someone that would almost be a minister for infrastructure. And that was someone that would lead on all of those projects. The problem we find is there's no multi-annual budgets. You know, you get your capital projects or budgets set for the year, and you know, you go back in for funding for the following year. We need someone that's going to champion these projects, because some of these projects are multi-annual. You know, the likes of the Metro, as we mentioned earlier, 13-year project once it starts.
And as it comes towards budget day, are there more specific needs, perhaps deliverables which could be seen next Tuesday, which would help with that without having to bring in a new minister position?
We're hoping the minister hopefully this is a giveaway budget. When I say giveaway, there's extra investment within infrastructure, which is clearly needed. Perhaps with the recent windfall, some of that might go towards water, power and housing, which is badly needed. Certainly we need to continue with our economic growth. They're the three areas of investment that he needs to consider.
Well, when we hear about the giveaway budgets and the investment put into the economy, there's the urge that there has to be the sustainable and prudent approach, that it has to be done in a controlled manner. How would that be, do you see, implemented?
That would be best set up. You know, I spoke to you earlier prior to the show. You know, we're involved in co-authoring some serious reports in the UK in terms of the project setup. Companies such as Turner & Townsend are probably in a unique position that we can set them up. Globally, we're involved in some of the biggest, most complex projects in terms of project setup, project strategy, project procurement. Those are key to setting those up successfully to get successful and good outcomes.
Philip Matthews, Managing Director of Turner & Townsend Ireland, thank you very much for being with us this morning. We'll have another business update at 8:30.